Wars, harassments, and hostilities in some countries have led to many people fleeing to seek refuge in other countries. There are about 50 million of such people in the world who have left their homes due to these hostilities and maltreatment, and this number will still increase due to more and more of these complex issues. As the world marks World Refugee Day today, which coincides with the 60th anniversary of the Refugee Convention, the bravery of men and women and children who are fleeing the only place they know and call home cannot be glossed over. We bring you a write-up on the day.
The day was chosen by the UN High Commissioner for Refugees to draw the world's attention to the problem of about 50 million refugees around the world. The celebration underlines a shared humanitarian belief that there are no tolerable levels of suffering, recognizing that even one person forced to flee war or persecution is not encouraging. About 80% of the world's refugees are hosted in developing countries, as less of them are reaching Europe and the industrialized countries. Sadly, Africa is said to be hosting the largest refugees in the world. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, in a statement said, fears about supposed floods of refugees in industrialized countries are being vastly overblown or mistakenly conflated with issues of migration. The day, which is themed Well People, Well Needs, the world is expected to ensure that those fleeing danger, no matter which part of the world they find themselves, can still find safe refuge. In a statement to mark World Refugees Day, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon reiterated that refugees are at risk of their lives, and in most cases, all they want is to return home to start afresh. He said major causes of displacement is war, prolonged conflict or instability in places such as Somalia, Iraq and Afghanistan, and the crisis in North Africa and Middle East are contributory factors to the current upsurge of refugees in the world. Mr. Ban therefore appeals to people everywhere to spare a thought for the millions of children, women and men who have been forced from their homes and in most cases want nothing more than to return home.
A write-up on World Refugee Day. Ghana currently has about 30,000 refugees. These are mainly from Cote d'Ivoire, numbering 16,000, and from Liberia with 11,000. The chairman of the Ghana Refugees Board, Kenneth Girasa, said the increasing number of refugees is putting pressure on the country's resources. He said one major problem they are facing to repatriate the refugees back to their countries of origin. He said to solve the problem, a tripartite meeting will be held by the end of the year to come out with modalities on the repatriation process. He spoke to Doreen Ampofu.
We have on our soil presently about 30,000 refugees. 16,000 come from Ivory Coast, 11,000 Liberians are still here, and balance of 3,000 is shared by the Togolese, the Sudanese, people from DRC, Somalia, and what have you. By virtue of their influx, they tend to bring pressure to bear on local resources. To have at one time about 16,000 people within a short period of about 5 months coming to literally encroach on the few facilities that you offer your citizens, it's a real problem. Now, apart from that, their presence has been introducing a number of social problems, rape, armed robbery, and a number of things that ordinarily we do not play host to. To overcome these challenges, a number of institutions have come together to engage the refugees in skills training. Our biggest problem, as I see it now, particularly for the Liberian refugees, is their reluctance to get repatriated to their country of origin.
How are you ensuring that they accept that their countries are okay now and that they can return?
We have a tripartite meeting coming up as a follow-up of similar things which happened in Liberia, where the equivalent of the Ghana Refugee Board in Liberia, representing the Liberian government, and then the UNHCR and the government of Ghana, are going to sit down to work out modalities for repatriation and, where possible, local integration.
When is this meeting coming on?
Before the end of the year. Yes, as a matter of fact, we are expecting the Liberian delegation for further discussions by Wednesday.
Chairman of the Ghana Refugees Board, Kenneth Girasa, talking to Doreen Ampofu.